This your boy Thacker Jones, and you tuning in to the Frocast on nappyafro.com.
What color are these people?
They are niggas.
Oh, shit.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, the real episode 271 for nappyafro.com. I'm your man Saul Wright, aka the Black Alex B. Keaton, aka Shupak Shakur, aka the Boss Kick Ross, aka Boss Eyes Tied, aka Jack Swagless, and I'm sitting there with the homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, people? It's your boy King Germ, aka the Flip Flop King, aka the King of the Lames, aka LeBron Flames, aka the next door neighbor Danny Tanner, aka the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, and the aka that's all right made up that I don't endorse.
Don't use it, man. I was happy to get one in on you finally. Shout out to Dub, man. Shout out to Dub.
love the view you did with Nappy Afro, man.
Seven weeks ago, Dub. He came to us with this shit. Posted, made a big ass post, grand declarations. I got that if y'all need it. And Jerry was like, shit, I asked one of the other cats to do it, but you know, if you get it, I'd rather have it from you. Just let me know.
Just let me that, know.
I already let you know.
You ain't let me know.
That was it. Get it in. All right, cool. I got you. We ain't seen shit. You took so long with that review, Dub. I'm putting you on blast on the show, and I said it on your post, so you ain't got no beef with me, because I said it on your post. This ain't talking behind your back. Yeah. Talking in your face. You took so long that Be Easy came back to the site and put it up.
Back to the site, did a review, and surprisingly gave it 5 stars.
So you telling me that Be Easy did a Jay-Z review and gave it 5 stars?
Yes.
Look, go ahead.
Everybody on the site has a 5-star review except for me, man.
Well, okay, so you can't say everybody on the side. You got to say, yo, the Four Horsemen.
I mean, everybody has done a 5-star review except for me.
Everybody Dub. Has a Dub ain't done no 5-star.
I think Dub gave something 5-star.
No, man, I gave the first 5-star. GQ gave the second one. Easy gave the third.
And then Kendrick Lamar got 2 5s.
Who gave him a second 5?
I think he got 5s on both, on the last two, on Damn and...
We got to look this shit
up. The Pepper Butterfly.
We got to look this shit up right now because I refuse. That's... Now, that at that point, we might have to close the site.
That's what I said, man. Our credibility is shot, man.
We got to... Nah,
man. Just 5s all over the place, man. Just 5s.
I'm looking it up right now. I don't think Dan got 5. I feel like he got a 4.5. That was done by Supreme Weave. I'm looking it up right now. Survey says Dan got... Jesus, this is a lot review long. 4 out of 5.
Okay.
So we got 3 5s, but you refuse to do a 5 now, right? It's never going to happen.
3 5s, so you got Life is Good, Catalactica.
Wow. I haven't listened to that album since it dropped.
Nigga. Since I almost ran off the road, I stopped listening to that album.
Stop, man. Props to GQ.
I was on my way to Atlanta listening to fucking Catalactica, and I fucking fell asleep. I almost ran off the road. I was like, you know what? Maybe I was a little too harsh on the album. But I wasn't. I almost died listening to that fucking album.
Damn. Hey, GQ, man, I'd be interested to know if you still stand by that 5.
You know. Of course he does. He's a Crit stan, man.
It's still now? Like, what does he listen to? Crit ain't did shit in like 2 or 3 years.
They got an album coming up. And look, I took some on Crit, on some page, the Crit on Facebook, he was like, yo, I'm working on another album. And all his fans like, yeah, boy, about time of the heat. I said, man, I said something like, let's hope this one a little more. I said something, you know me. You know, I threw a shot. Typical and the Crit stains attacked me, man.
I mean, yeah, you did. I mean, you was in his house. You can't shit on people's food when you're in their house.
This one a little more. I said, you know, it was something that was like constructive criticism, but it didn't need to be attacked like
man,
that.
Niggas with opinions don't support you on iTunes, bro.
Yeah.
You ain't shit.
We haven't had a fucking iTunes comment in 3 years.
We're dead. The site is dead.
No. Our people just don't comment. I think we got listeners. They just like, yo, we listen. We like y'all. We just don't like the comment. So
I guess, man. Most of these motherfuckers are listening from prison and shit. They ain't supposed to be listening. So you can't, once you comment, then, you know, they can track your URL and shit. So people just, they just trying to leave it alone. Track your IP address. So maybe that's what it is.
Can I get some GQ hate real quick off
my
chest?
Damn, man. Why are we at, you just slandered his review. Now you want to, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. GQ Blue cooked the meal the other day. Now, usually GQ Blue should be looking amazing.
Yeah.
But the other day, he made some fish with some prosciutto wrapped asparagus and some garlic herb compound butter on it. Everything looked good except for that fish looked a little dry. It needed some, it looked a little dry. Like it needed some moisture to it. So that's my only comment about it. Not in the hate. It was just, you know, fish looked a little dry. That's all I'm saying.
I'd also like to say that asparagus is one of those foods that people pretend that they like. No one really likes asparagus.
I tried asparagus for the first time like last year, and I was surprised that I mean I've been running away from it all my life, but it's not that bad. It tastes like bok choy a little bit, man.
This shit is overrated, bro. Like that kale is horrible.
It makes you pee stink.
Well, some people, yeah, it's a certain enzyme you have in your fucking body. Some people have, some don't. But fucking kale is horrible. Asparagus just tastes like the shit you cook it in. So yeah. If you like, he cheated. That was a cheat code. He wrapped bacon around it. That's a cheat code to make. That's bacon, okay? That's fancy nigga bacon. It's bacon. It's fancy nigga bacon. You know what I'm saying? That's like when people get the wine in the box and they call it high class. No, nigga, that's regular ass wine. Stop it. That's wine.
But they say you can get wine in the box and put it in a blender and aerate it, and it tastes just like expensive wine.
Who's doing all that?
People that's trying to make their box wine, they box the wine a little more fancy, so, right?
I've got it.
I know you have a vintage wine from 1958 and all that good stuff. You know, you have that wine cellar in your apartment. And then, you know, you would never drink box wine. I get that.
Here we go. That didn't take long. The slander started.
It's all right. He rents the apartment next to his just for a wine cellar, just so y'all know.
I just want to give money away, huh? Just donate money around this bitch.
Shoes and wine. He got an apartment full of shoes and wine. And a refrigerator full of expensive cheese.
When I hear that shit about, because a lot of New Yorkers say the shoe collection, they got another apartment for it. And I'm like, so you paying like $9,000 in rent?
Yes.
If you got one apartment for you and one for your shoes, that means you're paying another $4,000 for a studio apartment. Now, that doesn't make sense.
I mean, their first apartment is a studio. Let's be real. Like, nobody in New York has a 2-3-bedroom apartment.
Nigga, one of my homies in New York tells me that him and his girl, when they get married, they're going to move up to get the 2-bedroom co-op. And I'm like, nigga, you going to have 2-bedrooms? Like, y'all balling. If you got a 2-bedroom and a co-op, so you part own this shit, you balling, bro. And you got a car? I need to see your check stuff. He got a car in New York, bro. He got an apartment that he owns, and he about to own a 2-bedroom. This nigga balling. I need to get on his level for real. But we all over the place, man. Let's get into this goddamn show. It's going to be a quick hitter for y'all because we got shit to do. Jerm got football to coach, and I got a nap to take. I'm just going to be real with you. Kaepernick's girl, Colin Kaepernick, still doesn't have a job in the NFL.
Nope.
His girl made a tweet.
Yes.
And good old, what's the name we're going to give Ray Lewis?
Can we call him Ray?
We got to give him a name.
Want to roll off the tongue. We'll freestyle something for old Ray.
Lame Lewis said that Colin Kaepernick was gonna have a job, but his girlfriend's tweet stopped them from giving him a job.
Yeah.
What was the tweet?
Okay, the tweet was a picture of Ray Lewis hugging the owner, split with a scene from Django when what was Samuel Jackson's character in Django?
I don't know the name, but I get it.
Yeah, he was hugging Massa.
Yeah,
Leonardo DiCaprio. So she kind of like had that picture, and you know, I get it. It was funny, but if I'm Colin Kaepernick, I'm gonna go back to him like, yo, babe, you know my situation right now. Like, why you do that? Like, why? Like, why? Like, not saying that shouldn't have been the reason why he got hired, but it was a fact that like, yo, you know, right now, you know, everything I do is volatile. So you gonna put a picture of me of the owner? You making fun of the owner, and I'm trying to get hired. So now you know, like, and I mean, she deleted the tweet, whatever. But still, like, the damage is done. You know what I'm saying? I forgot his girlfriend name. Her name like Nessa. She like a
It's Nessa from MTV too.
Yeah, that's exactly who that is. Yes, yes, yes.
Well, I shouldn't limit her to that because she got radio and shit like that. And she does
radio and all that stuff. But still, though, like, come on, man. Like, it's all right if you're trying to get a job at, let's say, for instance, all right, was going to lower his standards and get a job at Walmart. Okay? Like, let's say, you know.
The slang is coming fast today. Go ahead.
And then, you know, Miss Wright was like, you know what? Fuck Walmart. They do this, you know, let's say it's all right, you know, you the celebrity that you are, and she goes and say, you know, Walmart is like, you know, child labor, blah, 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 and you know, the big bosses at Walmart see this, and they're like, you know what, we was going to hire you, it's all right, but ever since Miss Wright said those things, we can't fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like Kaepernick girl meant well, but it was horribly executed, is what I'm saying.
So you're telling me that you think her tweet stop them from hiring Kaepernick. These are the same guys who opened up a public opinion poll to ask the fans if they should hire Kaepernick. This is the team you're talking about?
Yeah. But, I mean, did they open up the same poll when they was going to keep Ray Rice?
No. That didn't happen. Did they open up their tweet when they had Ray Lewis with his legal situation? No.
No, I don't think so.
But with Colin Kaepernick, you know, even though he fits the need, let's ask our fans in Baltimore, one of the most black and where, what was his name, Fred, last year died from getting his neck broke and no charges were filed.
Yeah, you're right. Freddie Gray,
you know what I'm saying? This is the same city where this shit happened. If you've ever been to Baltimore and you see the Orioles and the Ravens stadium, take 10 steps either direction and it's shit. The city is shit outside of those stadiums. This is the same city. Shout out to
Pepe J from B-more. We're not talking about your city here.
Pepe J, no, he been down there. He probably lock his doors when he drive by there too. It's fucked up. It's fucked up. I was so amazed when we crossed the bridge and got into Baltimore. I was like, oh shit, there's the stadiums, and then right past it was boarded up buildings,
row houses.
Amazing. It was the most, like, and I'm from St. Louis and I've seen some bullshit. I've never seen no shit like that. This is the same team that did that. You're telling me that this tweet stopped them? And Ray Lewis proclaimed that same thing.
I'm just saying that it was like, it didn't help his cause, is all I'm saying. Like, you know.
Nothing will help his cause right now.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, he might as well just give up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even though the Indianapolis Colts need a quarterback, you know what I'm saying? They're not going to hire him. You know what I'm saying? It's just, if I was Colin Kaepernick, you know what? I'd just be like, you know what, man? Fuck football. Let me find something else to do. Like, save you. I ain't gonna call you a handsome guy. You got all your fucking wits to you. Say fuck football, man. I'm pretty sure you got enough coin in the bank because you stay giving away money. You just gave away $25,000 to the Dreamers.
That's why he needs a job. You can't keep can't keep continuing to do the work if you don't have no money.
I mean, but people look out for people to do like that. That's what the Bible say.
Are we using that shit now?
God to come through and give you something. So, Colin Kaepernick, just keep giving away money, and hopefully some of these BLM people that stand, you know, some of the football players that, yo, I'm with you, they'll help you out. You know what I'm saying? Because shit looking fucked up with you working right now, my nigga.
Like, it's a bad situation, man. And you know, I'm looking at that because I keep seeing the press pumping out that the ratings are low. And I think by week six, somebody's going to sign Kaepernick. And then all of us that have been boycotting based on that will have a choice to make. Because if you don't watch and support his games and buy his jerseys, they're just going to cut him again. Doesn't matter what he does in the field. They'll just cut him. And then at that point, you're like, okay, we gave him a shot. He failed. Now what?
He had one incomplete pass. He got to go.
He got to go, nigga. He going to take one sack, nigga. Be like, you're out of there.
He's out of there. Pull him. You're
done. We gave you a shot. But I don't think that tweet has shit to do with it. Nobody really wants to sign Kaepernick. And at this point, I frankly think it's too late. And I almost feel like if they... Like, you know, I can't watch that man's pockets like that, but I feel like if they give you an offer without trying you out, first of all, if they just come and say, here, don't take it. Because we know what that offer's about.
Yeah.
So fuck that shit. Along the same lines, Jemele Hill caught heat last week because she tweeted out that 45, y'all president, is a white supremacist.
He surrounded himself with other white supremacists.
The problem is, I don't see the lie. Show me the lie.
You know the worst thing you call a white person is all right?
A racist.
Exactly. You just did that. White people hate being called racist.
First of all, if you're a Trump supporter and you listen to the Frocast, you got to check your morals, bro. You got to check your morals. This is not the show for you. I will say that.
I thought you were Saul White, not Saul
Wright. Saul White. We fired Saul White's ass when 45 got hired. When that motherfucker won the election, Saul White got fired.
Saul White came through with the MAGA hat.
And that was it. He caught the MAGA hands. Man, just took a MAGA nap. And this shit is over. I don't understand why that's the outrage. Like, that's how it goes in this country. If you call a white person racist, then automatically you're racist.
What'd you call that person? Mike Huckabee's daughter?
Sandra Huckabee or some shit like that.
Yeah, what, I mean, what's her job type? She's like,
she's the PR. She's like political PR spokeswoman or something.
Spicer used to be, right? The person that covered
it. Yeah, she's a PR spokessperson, a press secretary.
Press secretary. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Press secretary was even talking about that, and this is a fireable offense. Like, where? Wow.
How? Explain to me how.
Because she being disrespectful. Like, no president has ever been disrespected like 45, man. Do you not understand that, Saul Wright?
That's what we're doing today?
I'm just saying. I'm just telling you their rhetoric, man. Like, no other president, nobody has ever said anything bad about any president before 45.
Let me.
It's not so bad that you can't even call him his name. You have to call him 45 because, you know, this Google Spider search engine would, like, you know, you get in trouble. So, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, if you put Donald Trump or something on Facebook, that's why everybody created the 45 thing. Because Facebook won't allow you to say nothing bad about Trump. It's something weird. Something they got going on. I might be lying. I may be wrong. I think that's what they said. You can't. They won't let you post. It's some weird shit. They won't let you post it or something. It's something crazy.
You don't have to look much further to see he's a white supremacist surrounding himself with white supremacists than looking at the fact that he's the president of the fucking country with zero experience, bro. Zero. I didn't see him win a debate. I didn't see him put. The only thing he said he would do. Matter of fact, nothing he said he would do. I take that back. I was going to say the only thing he said he would do with any kind of facts or numbers was build the wall. But he didn't even have any numbers for that shit. He just said that they're going to pay for it.
You're going to love it?
Yeah. You're going to love it. We're going to do big things, big policy.
Underground. It's going to be see-through. It's going to have
sensors above and below ground.
Yeah, it's going to stretch from, you know, from everywhere.
This is a bum. We gotta stop letting these motherfuckers cry racism because you call somebody racist. This shit is. I don't think y'all understand how this works. It's not how this works. It's not how any of this works. Calling out racism does not make racism live. Y'all gotta stop that shit. I saw a video. Matter of fact, I'm gonna skip right ahead to my loser. I saw a video today, and you know, it's going around. Anytime we have these times of turmoil, there's some fucking site that'll come out and post some shit that's a good news story. And the good story at this one is that it was at a Trump rally, and some Black Lives Matter protesters showed up. And what the guy said is, I'm going to give you what most people don't give you. It's 2 minutes of our time on the platform. You get to say whatever you want to say because that's what America's about. So the brother get up there, and he starts talking. And, of course, they screaming back at him, what about black-on-black crime? You're racist. All lives matter. All this shit. And this motherfucker, after, you know, he got his 2 minutes and got him clapping because he said some old... Anyway, I don't want to go off on this shit. After he was done, when they were talking to him, he was like, you know, I didn't come here expecting, you know, to listen to them or listen to what they said, but it's good when we listen to both sides. And look, my loser is black people who say we got to listen on both sides and work together. That you're my loser. And the reason for that is racism was set up without our cooperation. We don't have to do shit to dismantle racism. It's not our call. We're literally out here saying, stop killing us. Give us the opportunity to live. What's the other side to that? What's the counter reaction to that? That's the counter. No. So
Didn't Obama create Black Lives Matter? That was one of Obama creations, correct?
Nigga, I've heard so many people created Black Lives Matter between Jews, gays. I don't really give a shit who created it. The point still stands. I don't give a fuck. But the idea that we have to hold hands and kumbaya to combat racism is bullshit. I don't understand that. So if you black and you saying that, you're a loser. It doesn't require our participation. That's why Amanda Seales is my winner this week. Because when I think it was your girl Lady Gaga asked, what can we do to dismantle racism? And Amanda Seales was like, bitch, don't ask us. There's not, the fuck are you asking us for?
stop killing us for one.
That would help. I mean, how about you undo the policies that you started?
Yeah.
This is not our participation. We don't go into banks and ask you to give us loans that we can't pay back or keep us from buying houses in certain areas just because. We don't do that shit. So, fuck y'all, man. I had to get that off my chest. I feel better now.
Yeah, man. Good.
I stand with Jemele Hill. I stand with Michael Smith for not allowing them to sub somebody in her spot when they tried to get her off the show.
They asked L, Duncan. They asked, they asked like three other people, and they all like, nah.
Which I would love to be. I want to hear part of that conversation. Because I'm sure one of them would have been able to take that spot, but maybe they weren't even the city. So saying no isn't necessarily like, I won't do it. It might have been, I can't do it.
I might be like, nah, I'm not going to, you know, because they was going to replace Jemele that night, and they let her go on. So ESPN took some heat. People, I'm not going to watch ESPN no more. Okay, fine. Like, I mean, that's fine.
That's whatever. Their ratings are already trash.
Yeah, exactly. I was just like, you know, not going to hurt them. I mean, they already hurt the more they can because shit is fucked up over ESPN. They let anybody over there.
Yeah, well, I mean, in general, nobody's watching TV the same way. So, I mean, you're talking to two people right now on the show that watch TV that don't watch TV. That's all I got to say about that.
I can't remember the last time I watched something like on the actual television screen. Like, it's been a while. Like, I think I was out of town at my people's house, and I was like, yo, this is the first time I watched Game of Thrones on TV in like a whole fucking year. Since the last time I was down here. So it was just like, it was crazy.
This is just different, man. But I give them props for standing up for it, man. And, you know, good shit, Jemele. Can't be mad at you at all.
I know who you're not giving props to, so all right.
Probably Young Jock. Probably Young Jock. Look, man, I don't know how to do this topic without... I guess the only way to do it is to say it. This has nothing to do with homophobia. This has nothing to do with transgender, nothing like that. Yeah. But Young Jock wore a dress.
Yeah, not just any dress. This, I mean, it looked like he went out and picked this specific dress, like, or he went through, like, because, you know, I wouldn't have had a problem with it if the dress wasn't so stylish. You know, if it would have been like a Madea dress, I would have been like, okay. I mean, I'm still not cool with it, but I get it. But when you go out and find a dress that's, like, in season, I got a problem with that.
This was like a fucking gown. This was somebody's prom dress. It had like the little neckline on it. The arms was out.
Bruh,
it looked like it was his dress.
Yeah, bro. Like,
like this old thing.
I got this off the rack. This old thing,
right? With his hair permed up and the sunglasses. Look, you could do what you want to do. That's weird. The problem is when he asked him about it, he just said, "I had to man up and put on a dress." It's internet manipulation. I don't understand what you're saying right now.
I'm currently on three or four shows. And how is you wearing a dress helping anything? Like, I don't get that. Like we told about the dude, thought it was funny while wearing dresses. Like, you wearing a dress not making me laugh. The joke is making me laugh. The dress is just the weird part. So I don't get it, Young Jock. I mean, yeah, you put up a little tweet of you, a video of you counting money. So that's what all it takes for you to wear a dress? Sorry, how much would it get you to wear a dress? Maybe. Like that type of dress.
I don't imagine myself putting on, like, there's certain things that are non-negotiables for me. I know this is going to sound silly, but I'm not wearing a dress.
I get it. I mean, like I said, man, it has to be like, I just don't think I could do it. Like, I'm sorry. Not for Halloween, not for nothing. Like, I'm not wearing a dress.
Yeah, I'm not. And, you know, I'm sure that when we listen to this, you know, some people going to listen to this. Nigga, somebody came and give you $1 billion. You wouldn't put on a dress? You wouldn't wear a dress?
A dog for $1 billion. I put on a dress for $1 billion. Yes.
But now we're not even talking about realistic conversations. Yeah. Like,
this man put on a dress for like $10,000 at the most.
Nigga, if somebody comes to me and say that they have $1 billion for me to put on a dress, I'm probably shanking you and taking your $1 billion.
Yeah.
I can beat the charge. For $1 billion, I can get off. You're dead. And I'm not even a thug like that. But you obviously don't know what the fuck to do with this money. So let me go ahead and hire the best defense team out there. Get off and enjoy your money, because you ain't shit. I don't know. I was hoping this wouldn't make the list, because I've seen this story. Y'all know that I be in the gym even though I'm still fat. I'm the fat gym rat. I'm the fat gym rat. For whatever reason, I haven't seen a story. I'm clicking on this link now. I haven't seen a story that makes sense or explains why. But in Germany, somebody decided to put a 5.5 pound weight around the dick. Yeah. I don't really know. Like, there's no story or way to fix that. I don't understand why. The part that I'm not saying is that it got stuck. So he stuck his dick in the weight plate and it got stuck. And they had to use a grinder to get it off.
And a hydraulic saw.
Please say something, because I don't know what to say with this
one. I mean, either A, I hope, listen, pause. I hope they was using an Olympic size bar, because then that means, you know, buddy, you know, he handling some meat. But
you can't pause that, bro.
If he was using a smaller bar, like, at what point did you was like, yo, I'm gonna stick my dick through this weight? Like, I don't get, like, what was going through his mind right then? That he was just like, you know what, I'm gonna stick my dick through this.
That's probably what happened. It was some old macho ass frat boys in the gym, because this is a grown person.
Yeah,
macho frat boys, dude, my dick is wider than that hole. No, the fuck is not. Yes, it is. I'll show you. And they sat and watched while he put his dick in there. Oh shit, bro, it's stuck.
I mean, okay, so dang, I'm trying to think. Well, he needs to. God damn, bro. I don't know what to say. Where you get this story from, man?
First of all, I didn't get the story. I will not let you slander me this many times on one show. But I have seen this video in the weightlifting circles. There's videos on YouTube where people are reacting to this, because that's what you do nowadays on YouTube. Everybody reacts to shit. Okay. So they put up their opinion. I don't know what the fucking opinion is. Like, again, this is the two sides thing. What opinion is there? Like, is somebody going to come out in support of this dude? No. Everybody's going to say, what the fuck?
You wasted a good 5 pound weight right there, man. Like, you can't use it. It's gone.
It's fucking done, dog. And it was probably about $10 or $15. So now the gym's going to make you pay for that. You got the emergency services showing up. You're going to have to pay for that. So this little prank that might help your bitch count. Your bitch count might go up. Because right now you're walking around with Olympic meats.
I mean, what if he was, like, lifting the weight with his penis, bro? Like, what if he was just, like, doing dick lifts? You know what I'm saying? I got questions.
Who do you show that to and it works? Like, saying that your dick is wider than the hole in the weight would probably help. But the video, what does that help?
It might have been a chick there who was like, yo, I don't believe you. He was just showing off. Like, you know. You know how y'all macho guys get in the gym, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, Sol Wright can, like, bench press, like, 400 pounds. So, I mean.
Don't do that, bro.
Niggas be like, yo, Sol Wright, you know, you show off, girl come through there, Sol Wright be like, yo, put all the fucking 45s on the bar, nigga. Fuck that. Nah. He go off, man. I mean, you know, I don't know.
I just hope
Sol Wright not putting his dick on the weight thing and all this shit, man. That just sounds dangerous.
Nah, even if I did, I wouldn't need to get them cut off with the jaws of life. I promise, you know. Not that dude. I'm not that dude. Just go ahead and put that out there. That's not me. And then, even if he was trying to impress a girl, once he got stuck, that face of confidence went to tears.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, now you looking like a bitch because you're crying and shit.
Oh, it hurts. It's the way stuck. You hit. It's going to go still. You know, he's German, so he was speaking all that German shit.
You looking like old boy off of Christmas Story. When he got his tongue stuck on the way, hey, you swinging around a dick weight. It's all bad, bro. It's all, like,
yeah, probably, like, oh man, just like, good thing he didn't get aroused when this shit was, like, he probably would have been in some serious pain, bro, because I'm assuming that he wasn't aroused when it got stuck, because
that's the X factor. I don't know.
But if it was, like, hard, it would have went down, and then you could have got it off. But I don't know, man. Maybe swelling. I don't know. It took three hours.
So that's exactly. So that's kind of how cock rings work, is they keep the swelling.
Yeah.
So if he got hard while that shit was on him, then that's it. He was swollen.
You're right. Damn.
So now you got to sit there. And which fireman is holding while the other one is cutting?
I ain't holding shit. I'm like, look, nigga, you better hold your own shit, nigga. You the dickhead. You got your shit stuck, motherfucker. I'm not touching shit.
And here's the fucked up part. they had to try some other methods before they broke out the jaws of life. So that means greased it up.
Yeah, think about the dudes that they tried to say before they called the ambulance. They like, yo, dude, we got you, man. We got you.
Just put some butter on there. They had to tug him. Ah, it's all bad, bro. He might have just conned his boys into getting felt up.
Yeah.
So if you as boys, for the rest of y'all life, y'all little frat joke, remember that time you got your dick stuck and we had to put grease on it? Y'all motherfuckers is terrible. Lames. We don't have any TV talk this week. I mean, the Ballers are still on, but who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit?
It's fucking over.
I just watched the last episode, so we're not going
to... I didn't watch it. Just tell the people what happened for the people that follow. The
last episode that I'm not caught up with Sunday's episode. I watched last Sunday's episode.
I didn't watch that one.
When he trapped the gold girl, man. When he just bust in her, man. You know,
that shit was savage, wasn't it?
Yes. Like, she was like, did you just... And he was just like, yep.
And he was smiling, too. Like, that's not...
Yeah, she probably like, nigga, I got goals, nigga. I'm having a baby by Spencer Strassmore, nigga. Fuck you.
You lame ass, broke ass nigga, man.
Yeah, fucking nigga. She probably not even gonna get pregnant. His little sperm, his little weak ass sperm. But no TV talk. I do got to keep it 100 this week, man. Keep it 100. 21 Savage. 21, you might heard of him, sorry, right? 21. He on that King Germ, man. I don't know. 21 Savage is dating Amber Rose, and I noticed ever since they've been together, she's been wearing a wig. So he probably told her, look, that bald head shit, I ain't with it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I saw that, what's your girl name? Sanaa Lathan cut all her hair.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm not mature enough to appreciate a woman with a short haircut. She's still pretty, but I would still make her put a wig on. Like, I mean, I'm sorry. And that's what 21 doing to Amber. Yeah, you fine and all that, but you're going to wear this wig if you're going to be with me.
I haven't seen her in a wig.
You haven't? Look, no. That's how she's been wearing.
Every time I see them, even when he's, you know, in the car saying all the sweet nothings, every picture I see of them, she's got her short blonde hair. Like, it's been normal.
The award show, man. Look at her at the music award.
Oh, God. That looked like a whole different person.
See? You know what I'm saying? Like,
she changed the color.
Everything.
She got edges. I will say that that's a nice-ass wig. She got edges.
Bruh.
That looks like it's her hair.
Bro, that is a great... Whoever did it, whoever laid that hunty laid by the gosh.
That's an amazing wig. It really looks like her hair. It looks like it's coming out of fucking scalp.
Yeah.
But I like her with short hair. I don't like the look.
I just can't. I can't do it. Sorry. But, yo, shout out to 21. You keep it in 100. You told your girl you ain't going to be walking around here looking like no little boy and shit. Like, nah, I got it. I get it. So how you feel about Sanaa Lathan hair? Sorry, I know that's your boo.
She looks amazing to me. The thing about short hair is you have to have a pretty facial features to pull that shit off. If we're talking about, at least in my opinion, right? Let me not say it.
That's pretty much anything.
Yeah. But you know, you got to say that for the people nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, some people do that. You don't have a face for it. You got big ears and some shit that don't work. Sanaa is gorgeous. So she could literally put any hairdo on it and it'd be a win. I heard that Sanaa was out there, though. I heard she belonged to the game. Is that true?
Oh, sorry. I don't say that. I think she played a lot of parts where she belonged to the game, but I don't know if she belonged to the game. Yeah, I mean, she about 50. So, I mean, you know.
Well, so when I say belong to the game, I mean, like, she chooses to be that way. I don't mean, like, she getting passed around. She chooses to be out there and just handle her business the way she want to handle it.
Hey,
Have you heard that?
That's empowerment. I haven't heard that. You know what I'm saying? You know, she dropped on my list after she cut her hair off. I mean, I was just like... Like, when I saw her in Shots Fired, I was just like, yo, that woman's amazing. But I mean, she cutting it for a role. Hopefully, you know. Yeah, yeah. Like, I just couldn't do that. Like, I'm sorry. I couldn't do nothing dramatic to my body for a role. I mean, you know, I just couldn't do it. Like, when 50 had to lose 160 pounds or some shit like that, like, I couldn't do that to myself.
Hey. I'm always curious about that because we haven't seen, like, the people, the actors and actresses that people call the GOATs. The Meryl Streeps, the Denzel Washingtons, the Marlon Brandos, they haven't done a fucking thing for a role. They don't gain weight, they don't lose weight, they don't change their hair. They the same people.
Well, Denzel, that's where he got, the Uncle Denzel, that's where they came from. So I'm waiting to see what movie this come from.
Like, but that's my point. Denzel was already established by the time he did that.
Yeah.
But for the previous 70 movies, Denzel was Denzel. Samuel Jackson has been Samuel Jackson for every movie.
Tom Hanks did it.
For what?
Philadelphia.
That was an early movie. He was in the. That was when he lost that extreme weight loss.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got, but is Tom Hanks mentioned a lot as one of the GOATs anymore?
Whoa!
I'm asking.
Whoa.
I'm not asserting. I'm asking. I haven't heard his name in a long time.
Forrest Gump, one of the greatest movies of all time.
Okay, but that's okay. That's one role, and.
And I mean, he don't need to do nothing else. If you ask me, I mean, The Green Mile, Castaway,
Castaway.
Yes.
You calling Castaway good?
It wasn't a good movie, all right?
No.
Oh my god.
You calling Castaway good?
It was a good movie.
Oh my god. I'm not saying that Tom Hanks isn't a great. I just haven't heard his name in a long time. But when you hear the, because somebody just did, I think it was on ESPN, they were talking about Meryl Streep, and she's one of the greatest, or somebody even said the greatest actor or actress of all time.
Meryl Streep?
I can't name a Meryl Streep movie.
Meryl Streep. Damn. Who the fuck is the name? I mean,
see?
I get her and Glenn Close mixed up. That's why I was just like, yo, like, because they look so much alike.
I can't name a Meryl Streep movie. Now, I'm not saying that I haven't seen it, but off the top of my head, I can't name one. But she was regarded as one of the top actresses. She does a lot of movies that I probably wouldn't watch. So now I'm looking at her list here. The Devil Wears Prada, never saw it. Mamma Mia, never saw it. Kramer versus Kramer, never saw it. Sophie's Choice, never saw it. The Deer Hunter, Iron Lady, Out of Africa, Julia and Julia. I haven't seen any of these movies.
I think she's one of them actors to do a lot of shit. Like The Bridges of Madison County, I do remember that.
Didn't see that. The Manchurian Candidate. Didn't see that. Know of the movie. Haven't seen it.
Postcards from the Edge, man.
Haven't seen it.
God damn it, sorry. Shit.
But here's the rub. Every poster and every casting picture, she looks like Meryl Streep. It doesn't look like she changed the fucking thing.
Defending Your Life. I know you've seen that, man. That was the one with her and Albert Brooks. When you die, you had to... They had, you know, he was trying to get into heaven or something, and you had to prove, man, that was an old HBO movie.
Oh, okay. No, haven't seen it. haven't seen it. But maybe my movie selection is trash. I mean, I do think that Higher Learning is a funny movie. Won't call it a great. I think it's a funny movie. I think that Harlem Nights is an amazing movie.
Harlem Nights is kind of let down to me.
How?
I mean, it was just like it had too many superstars in it for it not to be like, it just wasn't as funny as I like. It just, nah, man, it had too many legends in it for it not to be funny. Like
I thought it was funny as shit.
I'm just saying, like, I don't remember no quotable lines from Harlem Nights besides when he shot old girl in the pinky. All the classic lines didn't come from none of the GOATs. Mm. Like, you know, man, oh, tell your mom I'm not coming home tonight. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
classic as shit.
Yeah, like, it was just, I don't know.
So, you know, I also think that, what's the Outkast movie?
Outkast has a movie? Idlewild?
Idlewild. I thought Idlewild was great.
Wow.
So you're right. That's so great. My selection might not be
trash,
the best.
Trash.
I thought the cinematography was amazing. Look at me sounding professional.
Look at you, the art coming out of you.
The art coming out, man. I thought it was a good movie, dog.
I mean, it was amazing. The costumes were, I mean, just being shot in 35mm, you don't see that a lot these days, and that shit was amazing.
Verbatim, dog. He stole that from me. Verbatim. Verbatim. So, yeah, maybe I'm not the best guess here, but, you know, whatever. Props to 21 Savage. I guess we should go ahead and give props to your girl, Cardi B. Because she's becoming like the woman star of the decade. Like, didn't she get like 8 nominations for hip hop honors or some shit like that? BET Awards or some shit? She got like best new artist, best female rapper.
Wow.
She got like all kinds, it was like 8.
One song can do that for you, though. One song, huh?
One song can do that, man. Bodak.
Bodak Yellow.
I've never been on the Cardi train. I remember when I first heard about Cardi, it was from y'all niggas.
Yeah, I mean, because Cardi, she started out as a stripper. Then she moved up. Like, she used to be like a little Instagram personality. Then she got so popping that they put on Love & Hip Hop. And then when she got on Love & Hip Hop, you know, everybody fell in love with her. I mean, you know, then she became a rapper. And she out there, you know, if you listen to Bodak Yellow, like, the beat go hard. shit goes hard in the club, but if you actually listen to the words, like, she ain't saying shit. And so, it's like, the hook is like most of the song, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know.
I think, you know.
Party, you know, I don't want to take no hate away.
What's her gang called? What's you know, like the Beehive? We got the Beehive. We got the Navy. What's Cardi B's crew called?
No, do you know?
I don't. No, I was asking because we don't want no static with y'all. Whatever y'all name is, we don't want no beef. We don't want no smoke. I think that's what the new kids say, right?
Yeah, saying you don't want no smoke.
We don't want no smoke with the young crew. You said that, you know, the lyrics ain't saying nothing, and this is from everyday struggle. Joe Budden's. And Academics was talking about your boy's album. What's the nigga with the pink hair? Yachty. He was talking about Yachty's album, and Joe called it trash. He said it's horrible. Academics was saying that if you listen to it for lyrics, it's not what you listen to it for. You listen to it for a vibe, and it's a good vibe. And when I listened to the shit, I was like, it sounds like me and Germ having a conversation, but on opposite ends.
Mm.
I feel like you would probably give something a pass for a vibe. And I would sound like Joe Buttons.
Nah, it depends on the artist. Because certain artists I don't go to for lyrical gems. Like, if I'm listening to a Future album, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Like, Future and Jay-Z, I give two different, not Jay-Z, J. Cole, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So you listen to a Future album, you're not really listening to what he's saying because half of the shit you can't decipher. So most of the time you just listen to beats and the vibe. I get what he's saying. And J. Cole, I'm listening for lyrics. But Lil Yachty, like, I just can't give him the pass because, you know, you ain't made, like, nah, bro. Like, if I was 19, maybe. But, you know, Academics, you too old to be champion these young niggas. I get it. You get a check to do that. But come on, let's be real here. A vibe? No.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. He and they even had a conversation where they were talking about he out-vibes other rappers.
Wow,
so out vibes. And that's why I said I feel like Joe Budden. Like, when you got me agreeing with Buttons with an S, I feel some kind of way because I don't want to be the angry old nigga in the club, but y'all making me the angry old nigga in the club. You said you would listen to Yachty or you listen to Migos, right?
I've listened to it, yes.
I tried and I can't do it. There's no vibe I want to catch from that shit.
Now, I mean, certain music has certain, like, if I'm playing Madden, smoking weed, I listen to some of that dumb shit. But if I'm sitting here, you know, trying to get into my thoughts, cleaning up the house, I'm not going to listen to Migos. I'm not going to listen to Future. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to listen to 21. You know what I'm saying? If I'm riding around, you know what I'm saying, trying to, you know, I listen to it then. But so I get what he's saying about vibes, but you can't say, now you done made a whole new lane. He out vibes.
Yeah, the conversation was very weird.
Yeah, that shit was weird. Like, it seemed like he was filling time for a spot. He out vibes somebody. Like, yo.
and you know, Joe is funny because Joe has a lot of fucking knowledge. Yeah. So he switched gears. He's like, huh?
For a high school dropout, yeah.
Hey, the motherfucker knows his craft. So when he started talking about vibe, he's like, okay. He don't out vibe Future. He don't out vibe. He's like, yeah. He don't out vibe Drake. He's like, yeah. He out vibe Drake. He was like, nigga. Joe Budden was appalled. Just like when they had some white dude. I forget what label it was for. It was Fader or some shit. And they had a white dude asking Joe Budden, what did he think about Tupac's legacy? And he was like, you probably don't even know Tupac. He was like, what's your favorite Tupac album? He's like, well, I've never listened to a Tupac album. He's like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that shit was funny.
He's like, you can't even fucking talk to me right now about Tupac.
He's like, what does it matter if I say it? You don't know.
Fucking know. And then he asked me, he's like, okay, well, what kind of music you listen to? Rock? Yeah, I love rock. Okay, well, what's your favorite rock band? And the motherfucker said Blind Melon or some shit.
He said Blink-182.
Blink-182. And he was like, nigga, do you know?
Rock music. It's not rock.
You get sunned on your craft by a nigga that don't even rock. Like, hey, man, props to Joe, man. That's my winner this week, too. Joe's my winner. Who's your winner this week, bro?
My winner this week, I wrote it down. It is King Germ. Why is King Germ the winner this week? Because I got a loaded roster, people. I got this one kid from Typha. I know I told you. I don't know if I told y'all about him last week. Now I was talking. Sorry. But the kid came from Typha. This motherfucker is the truth. So he's going to carry me to the promised land this year. I'm going to ride his back. Let him do whatever he wants to do. And we're going to win some fucking games.
All of them?
Nigga. All of them.
Wow.
Book it.
What's the bet?
9-19 We going undefeated this year.
What's the bet? What happens if you don't go?
The bet is I will not coach next year.
Wow.
I will take the year off.
Oh, wait, so just 1 year?
Yes.
Now you got to hang them up.
Can't hang them up.
You got to hang them up, man. Your kid about to be in college by the time you get done anyway.
But yeah, that's what I'm putting out there. That's what I'm throwing out there. We're going undefeated this year. So my winner is Coach Durham for having – I won the whatever. I recruited well this year. Got a lot of kids on my team. Some kids I don't even remember. They're like, yo, you remember me? You talked to me in the store that day. I was like, oh, okay. All right, man. I was hollering at a lot of mamas this year for their kids.
Wait a minute. Paul, slow down. Wait. So you actually recruit like that? Like you, like when they showed it on Friday Night Tights when he was in the in the store and he's like, you do that?
Yes. Sorry, I got like 5, 6, 7 kids on my team that I saw them in the store and I was like, yo, hey, how you doing? I'm not trying to, you know, how old is your son? They tell me, I'm like, hey, well, you know, you play football? Yes, no, yes. Oh, well, I coach football, blah, 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 blah. This is the team. And bam. So one day I was in the store. I talked to this woman. I was like, yo, she had 2 boys. I said, your boys play football? She's like, yeah. Well, you know, I was like, and I told her, I said, well, I coach over here, Tom Brown. She's like, actually, that's the team I just signed him up for. And I was like, thank you, God. So this year, man, I recruited good, got me a good-ass team, and I'm ready to go, man.
God damn. Turn around these streets. Looking at your kid and making comments about your kid.
Sizing your kid up. I talked to the mama first because, you know, it's weird. You see some grown-ass man talking to your kid. And then, you know, mama, this man want to ask you a question. So I go to the mama. I learned because, you know, going up to a kid and say, yo, how old are you?
Don't want to be creep life, bro.
Yeah, that shit don't work. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Don't do that shit. Speaking of creep life, R. Kelly, you're a loser this week, too. Fuck R. Kelly. Go ahead, man. Who's your loser this week?
My loser this week. One is a judge that scored the fight 118-110 in favor of Canelo Saturday night, doing the Canelo Triple G fight. I have no problem with the draw. I just wish – well, I do have a problem with the draw. Actually, I don't, but the lopsided scoring from this one judge was fucking amazing.
Triple G won the fight, bro.
Triple G won the fight. All right. You know what I'm saying? But for you to say that it was 118-110, that means that Canelo won like 10 rounds. Nah. And then – Teddy Atlas.
Yeah, it's Teddy Atlas. He lost his shit.
He's just like, what's wrong with the sport? People get bought out.
That shit, Teddy Atlas, like he had steroid rage. Because when they asked him, when they did the ringside, and they asked him, what do you think about this? He's like, I've been doing this my whole life. I got no place to go. But it's corrupt. I put an indictment. I was like, wow, how did he go from there to there? Like, it immediately went there, and then when they asked him on ESPN who he was standing up, he came in like that. He came in hot. Mike was on fire.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, Teddy about to be foaming at the mouth and shit. He gonna have a stroke.
Because, I mean, I was sitting there watching the fight. When I heard that first score, 118, 110, and for Alvarez, I was just like, what?
Yeah.
Because I was just like, how in the fuck? Then the other judge had like even, and the other judge had it 115, 113. So I'm just like, how is your score so far away from the other two?
Yeah, I don't know what fight he was watching, man.
What fight were you watching that this man, listen, Triple G got hit with some of Canelo's best blows and he would just ate that shit and kept walking toward. I was just like, yo, Triple G got a fucking jaw made of cement. Because one time his neck snapped, foul, and he still kept walking. I was like, yo, what the fuck? And I know Canelo was like, yo, I hit this nigga with my best shots and this nigga did not even bat an eye.
Just ate it and kept, like, when you hit somebody that hard and they still standing there forehead to forehead with you, ready to trade shots, you got to hang it up, bro. At that point, you got to hang it up, man. It's a wrap. Nobody ever did that with Tyson. Even at the end of his career, nobody put their forehead on his forehead and said, let's swing.
Except for Holyfield.
Holyfield headbutted him.
Nah. He beat the shit out of Tyson. Let's be real. Twice.
Hey, I'm not going to argue with that. He didn't do it like Canelo and Triple G did, though. Them niggas was going at it. There was no defense in that fight.
None. Like, them niggas was swinging.
It was a Rocky match. It was a Rocky match.
It was a good fight. That's the sad part about it. It was a good fight, but they wanted to sell the rematch to us, like, in the 10th round. They was like, yo, this shit was so great, man. We gotta do the rematch.
Yeah,
and that shit was like, I don't know if I want to see the rematch. I mean, I'm probably going to watch.
Well, I mean, yeah, it was free.
Yeah, it's always free. It's going to always be free.
Yeah, this is the other thing. I guess I got another loser before we wrap it up here. Technology has made everybody experts. So I'm bold enough to say that, hey, I don't know how boxing scoring goes. I don't know how this shit works, but I know when the shit looks wrong. This shit looked wrong. In the case of Kanika Jenkins at the hotel in Chicago. Have you heard about this shit?
It's all right.
Okay, so, you know, the quick story for people, if y'all can't, you know, Google, I'll just give you the quick breakdown. She was at a hotel party, apparently got drunk, high, and or both, wandered around the hotel, ended up getting locked in the freezer, and died in the freezer after 24 hours. Yeah. I still don't know if the freezer was on or not. I don't know if she froze to death. I don't have the details on that, but apparently it was an in-construction part of the hotel, and she got locked in, and I don't know how you die in 24 hours just from not eating. I'm being honest. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, maybe she froze to death, but I would think, like, maybe her body was dehydrated, and she was – I don't know how she died. But did you see the video that they released that was supposed to be her?
Oh, so you're one of those?
That's not her. You can look at the girl. That girl is way thicker than Kanika Jenkins was. Man, you can look at her and tell, like, that's not her. Like, that girl was thick. I was like, that's not Kanika Jenkins, bro.
So,
I don't know if it was grainy, like the footage of the video stretched her body out, but look at them thighs, man.
If you look at everything in the video, everything is distorted because it's a piece of shit camera.
But
all the security footage is trash.
Look, if you look at, okay, then I seen another video where there was somebody from footage from the party. You could clearly see that girl that was walking down the hallway in the video. I'm like, that's her right there. And you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know where this little cocky manny video come from, but that girl that was walking down the hallway, that wasn't Kanika.
So that means that Germ is on my loser list for this one.
I'm not one of the junior detectives that's breaking down. Look, man, look at the reflection in the girl glasses. Clearly see somebody in a red shirt. Got somebody in a headlock right there. I was just like, nigga, y'all, what do y'all do for a living? Because clearly, you're in the wrong profession.
These niggas done broke it down to this is an actor. Someone paid somebody to do the video.
Following them down the hallway right there. Look, there's a shadow. Oh my look God. At the shadow.
These niggas is experts on the internet,
I'm
bro.
I'm not one of them people, but I'm just like, yo, when I seen that video, I was like, damn, boy, that girl. I said, God bless the dead, but she was thick as a motherfucker.
Come on, Jerm, you can't do that, man. She dead.
I said, but then I looked at video, the picture of the girl from the same night, and I was like, hold on.
So did you analyze the distressing of her jeans?
I mean, yeah, I looked at that point. I did.
So you think it's different jeans as well? You think they hired an actor?
That's because that's not an actor. It's another girl from the party. They just like, oh, they white people think all black people look alike. So they seen the video of this black girl wandering down there. Maybe she was looking for her friend, and they just used this video like, yo, this her right here. But that wasn't her. Like, the hair was different. The jeans were different. The body was different. Like, nah, that wasn't her, man. Sorry.
Jeremy's on my loser list for this week.
I got another loser.
Go for it.
Kevin Hart.
Oh.
You're my loser. Why are you my loser, Kevin Hart? Because you got on there. You apologized. I mean, what you did, you should apologize to your wife. You didn't have to make a video about it. You know what I'm saying? What was that? You know, I understand what he's saying. He was about to get extorted. So he was trying to get in front of it. You know, he said he wasn't going to pay the woman because the woman said she wanted at least 8 figures to keep her mouth shut. Bitch, you crazy. You go ahead and release that video. I'm not giving you $10 million for you telling my wife that I was cheating. My wife know I was cheating on her. You know why? Because I cheated on her to get her. I was cheating with her when we met. I was married when I was cheating with her, so she know I'm a cheater. I'm not going to sit here and pay $10 million or whatever. I'm not paying you $100,000. Go ahead and release that video. I don't give a fuck. My wife, no. Fuck that.
But then I'm also a loser this week because I put on the tin hat for this situation. Kevin Hart is a very forthcoming ass dude.
Yeah.
When he fucks up, he just says he fucked up. And that's what he said. He said, I put myself in this situation. He didn't say I cheated. He said, I put myself in a situation where somebody was trying to extort me, and I figured I would say it before she put the footage out there. There is a little theory out there right now, a debate going on that says maybe Kevin Hart was sexually assaulted. And that maybe he was drugged because that's what the girl said, and it was easy for him to get these videos. Maybe somebody slipped Kevin Hart a Mickey and got him. He wouldn't say that, though. He's not going to say that. He's going to say, I put myself in this situation. And he did by being out there, by not watching his drink, whatever the situation is. That's a Kevin Hart move. I'm not saying that's what happened, but I'm saying it's very clear that he didn't say, I was fucking another broad. And there might be a reason for that shit.
I'm just saying. But somebody said he could be lying. They said he is a comedian. This all could be a joke. And I was like, no, I don't think he's playing.
A publicity stunt? Is that, we're going to go with that old thing?
They said he got some new channel coming out or some shit.
LOL's been out.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, hey, maybe the ratings were low and you're like, yo, you know what 50 Cent said? When my records don't sell, I'm going to show you my dick. So maybe that's the motto he's going with right now.
Kevin Hart is the hottest comedian on the planet. It has been for at least 6 years.
Yeah, he don't have to do these things, but... Yeah.
So, I put on a tin hat for a lot of shit, but that one doesn't work for me. Publicity stunt for people with all the publicity makes no sense.
He's a Kevin Hart apologist, people.
Maybe. I don't know. I never said that Kevin Hart was hilarious. Like, I never left one of his stand-ups crying like some of y'all do. I'm not one of those guys. I'm just noticing what's said and what's not said. That's all I'm doing. But yeah, you got shout-outs for this week, bro?
Man, shout out to Dr. Abrasive and everybody over at the Dr. Abrasive Network, man. Shout out to Cam Wash. Your team is 0-1, my team 1-1. So you can't say shit to me, dog. You know what I'm saying?
It's the Fro Fantasy League, too.
Hey, y'all should win, Mr. Wash. I don't want to hear shit about the motherfucking nose, all right?
Hey, is there a Fro Fantasy League this year?
Yeah, it is a Fro Fantasy League. We in week 2. King Germ, a.k.a. It's a Team, is 0-2. currently the worst team in the league. Well, I'm 13th out of 14. GQ Blues 2-0. Who else is 2-0? Monsters, aka Architect 2-0. Doc 2-0.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, Doc kicking ass. Like, she got a fucking running game from hell. She got like Carlos Hyde. Damn, she got 4 running backs. Jay Ajayi, Montgomery, and one more running back. Like, she got a 4-headed monster at running back, nigga, that she be just killing niggas with.
Did she draft it, or was it auto?
Oh, she auto drafted. She was out of town, so she auto drafted. But she did. Her big pickup was because she picked up Andrew Luck, so she had to pick up some quarterbacks. So she picked up Trevor Siemian off of waivers last week. Yeah. Did good with him, did well. And then who's the other quarterback? Oh, Sam Bradford. She had to pick him up once your boy went down. And he got hurt. He did well the first week, got hurt. So then, you know.
So, wait, you telling me Sam Bradford got hurt again?
Yeah, hell yeah. He got hurt after game one. A game which they won without question. Like, how the fuck did you get hurt, my nigga? Like, I'm like, when did you get hurt, Sam Bradford? I watched the whole fucking game. You must got hurt on the celebration. You
so he finished the game and then ended up injured.
Yes, exactly.
As in, he didn't play week 2.
He didn't play week 2.
Jesus Christ. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You know my hate for Sam Bradford goes deep.
Yeah, I know it is, man. Yeah.
That's crazy, man. Fuck Sam Bradford, bro. All the money you stole, all the generations of your family that will be blessed. You stole $100 million from the NFL. Fucking man, chump.
Ain't counting.
Ain't counting, yeah, because you got another contract. Fucking chump. So is that all the shout-outs?
Oh, man. Oh, shout-out to the staff, man. GQ Blue, Be Easy, Saul Ray.
Wow.
Short T.
That name, Be Easy, he's back?
I mean, apparently, man. I see we got Jay-Z review, Instagram, you know. Got more women on there.
The other day.
Hey, shout-out to Building Block for his joke. He was like, man, where the hell y'all being in jail or something?
Props to Building Block from that site.
Yes, proud to block. Shout out to Pepe J from Be More, ruler myself. Shout out goes to Papa Dash and Daughter Dash, but Daughter Dash, because now at her school, she's doing a Fro Fridays where all the girls wear their natural hair.
Oh, she stole
Fro
it from
Fridays.
Us. Fridays. She stole it from, hey, we want our royalties.
And then she's like, I'm going to wear my Nappy Afro shirt, though. Cool, I get it. But, you know, piggybacking off our name.
We want our royalties, Dash.
Yes. And that's it, man. I think that's everybody. Anybody else who fuck with us the long way, short way, no way at all, man. Shout out.
Hey, man, you know, great week for black people at the Emmys. Allegedly, everybody won all kinds of shit. ATL won some shit. Atlanta.
Yeah, I say that's the only black person won was Donald Glover. I mean, I don't.
Issa won some shit, and the motherfucker from Master of None won some shit. And...
Issa won some shit? I didn't see that one. I looked at the winners list, but, I don't know.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's the cover girl shit I'm thinking of. She just had a great week.
Yeah, man. The white people that got to, she ain't got, well, no, I keep going stuff right.
But yeah, you know, great week for black people, black excellence, whatever. I always feel conflicted when we do this shit because I want to be happy for black people winning some shit like that. But at the same time, I always feel like, fuck those awards. We need to have our own shit. So, like, props to you for winning the established shit, but also fuck those awards at the same time, if that makes sense for anybody. But this has been another episode of the Frocast for NappyAfro.com. I'm your man Saul Wright, aka the Black Alex P. Keaton, sitting in with King Jerome, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, yesterday, and forever. We will holler at y'all later on the Frocast for NappyAfro.com. We out. Peace.
Peace. Buy a shirt, bitch.
There you go, man.
Hey, we just sold another shirt. Somebody bought a Reclaiming My Time shirt, nigga.
Hey, thank you for buying those fucking shirts, man. Every shirt you buy gives us another Coke. We appreciate it. Another, like, you know, 20 ounce Coke.
Everybody get a fucking McDouble, nigga, when we sell a shirt. Everybody gets a McDouble.
You get a McDouble.
You get a McDouble. You get a McDouble.
We appreciate y'all, man. Y'all the real MVP. Thank you. Y'all brought Be Easy back. Yeah. Peace.
Peace.
Good shit.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com.